Let's pray for their marriage. Let's pray for their marriage. Just pray for their marriage in a few seconds. Just in a few seconds, pray for their marriage. Begin to ask God right now again that the hand of the Lord shall be upon them. The blessings of the Almighty will rest upon them. The presence of God shall be upon them. His hands shall be rest upon them heavily. His glory shall be made manifest upon their lives. Father, we thank you because of who you are. Lizuze brigadabushi tatai. Yebasu sepriande legadushta. You have not forsaken them. You have been there for them. I've seen your finger upon their lives. And so, Father, I continue, O God, to uphold them. Keep them for your name's sake, O God. Thank you, Father, because of these days and the hours you have kept them and given them such a precious children. I pray that, Father, you will continue to, O God, abundantly provide for them in the precious name of Jesus. And there's no time that we ever lack in the name of Jesus. Lord, before they cry, answers will come. I say, before they cry, answers will come. Before they call, you will answer them. In the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Because I know they will enjoy their marriage. In Jesus' precious name. Put your hands together for the glory of our God. Hallelujah. Thank God for every one of us. Pastor, which hotel you want to go and stay? Tell us. So that you do this your anniversary. But what did you do with these children? God be with you. Praise the Lord. Take your seat. Take your seat. Tell us which hotel you want to go and do your honeymoon. Let us know. Okay? Just tell us. Another second or third. Because you say this is the second anniversary, right? You have done together. Third one. God, can you imagine? 12 years, only 3 times together. And all the sacrifice has been you. Amen. Am I communicating to someone? So, Pastor, please tell us. Hallelujah. Don't run away. Just tell us. Before you say you are not going. We'll force you to go. If you refuse to go, praise the Lord. Shout aloud. Hallelujah. God is faithful. I say God is faithful. And all the time, God is faithful. He has not failed and he will not fail. We are in a season of what? Of greater heights. Amen. And last week we talked about what? Outpouring of what? Outpouring what? Blessings. Yes, outpouring of what? Blessings. Outpouring of blessings. And outpouring means what? Overflow, right? Outflow, right? Flourishing, yes? Outburst, right? Discharge of certain things. Amen. And I pray that this evening God will discharge something to your life. Amen. Your amen is not sounding like whatever. I say, may God discharge blessings into your life. Amen. May he discharge finance and flows into your hands. You know what it means to discharge? Am I communicating to somebody? God is ready to discharge blessings upon you. Amen. Shout a better amen. Amen. He will discharge his glory over your life. The word or outpouring means discharge. Amen. Amen. Have you seen when the electric will discharge electricity? By the time it discharge, you know what it is. Amen. Amen. Some of us cannot even stand it. Am I communicating? God is said to do more in the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, say, God is said to do more. Louder, say, God is said to do more. Are you sure you understand what I'm talking? You are talking to yourself. Okay, tell yourself, God, you are said to do more in my life. Louder, say, God, you are said to do more in my life. Amen. And tell yourself, I'm designed by God to be a fruit bearer. I am designed by God to be a fruit bearer. I cannot be barren. Louder, say, I cannot be barren. So you are designed by God to be a fruit bearer and you cannot be barren. Barrenness is not our nature. It doesn't belong to us. Praise God. God said if you serve the Lord your God, so there is a service to God that he will never in any way make you what? Barren in life. So you must be fruitful. Tell your neighbor, say, I must be fruitful. The first creation, the mandate that was given to them was to God for go and multiply and be fruitful and replenish and dominate. Be fruitful. Then I said, be fruitful. Louder. Come on, you have to be fruitful. If you're not fruitful, there's something wrong. It's either you don't know who you are, amen. You don't know your identity. Am I speaking to someone? Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? And I'm telling yourself you don't know your identity, but if you know your identity, you must be fruitful. Hallelujah. Keep, that is a big igwe. Igwe is in the house. That is igwe in the house. He dressed like a chief. Amen. Am I communicating? God wants to pour out bountiful blessings upon me. And today you will receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. One of the things we say, when you carry VVIP blessings, how many of us say that? You carry what? VVIP blessings. VVIP blessings. You belong to the royal family. Tell them, I belong to the royal family. Amen. You are not meant to eat crumbs. Am I speaking to someone? Leftover is not your portion. I didn't hear that. I said, leftover is not your portion. And we say the season is not yet what? Over. Amen. Tell your friend again, your season is not over. My season is not over. Louder, say, my season is not over. Amen. My season is not yet over. God is not late. But he may come later to make you what? The latest. Shout a louder, amen. Now, if you go to some of the scriptural references, today we begin. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, you know it, but let's begin to project. Let's go through Bible today. Few. Start writing. Amen. Yes. Quotes and references for today. That is my starting number. It's going to still be overflowing of blessings, but quote and references for today. So if we are fast enough, fine. If we are not, okay. Proverbs, all right. 10:22. Let's go through scriptures. Don't worry. I know you know them, but let's go through scriptures. Are we there? All right. Proverbs what? 10:22. 1, 2, let's go.
The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow.
Read it, because only this will read. The other people, we are still on holiday. Can we read it together? 1, 2. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and addeth no sorrow with it. So when God blesses you, there is no sorrow. And added no sorrow. Added no sorrow. So if there is a sorrow, that means it's not from him. Am I communicating? But the blessings of God, what? Make it rich. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. You know it, but let's go through the scripture. I do not want to quote it at all. I do not want to quote it. Let's go through the scripture. Quotes and references. I just want us to go through that. Thank you. 3:20, 3, right? 20, not 3, not 2, 3, 1, 2. Let's go. You know them, but let's go. 1, 2. Please read it like you mean. When I say quote and references, I want you to read it into your spirit. 1, 2, go. Now unto him
that is able
abundantly above that what we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Shout a louder, amen. God is able to do exceedingly. More than able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, above. So you have so much references there. An adjective to qualify what God is about to do. Abundantly and above. Exceedingly. Three words there. I love that. Exceedingly. Is that there? Exceeding, right? Abundant. Abundantly. And then above. That which you and me will ask. My friend, your delay because God wants to do exceedingly, amen, abundantly, amen, above what you have been asking. Can I hear better? Amen.
Amen.
Say, God will do abundantly above. Abundantly what? Above. Exceedingly, abundantly above. That's why this year we say it's our year of what? Greater heights. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beyond measure. Too large. Too extensive. I know. 10:10. John 10:10. I know you quote it, but go to the scripture. Today, no more quoting. Yes, John 10:10. Because sometimes we are forgetting who we are. Praise the Lord. I just want to remind us. Amen. Are we there? John 10:10. 1, 2. Please, louder. Let's read it. I know, say you know it, but just low read it. 1, 2. The thief cometh not and to destroy, but I am come. Thank you. Did you see the word? Keep coming. Abundantly. Abundantly. Am I communicating? So that is an enough justification that God wants to give you overflow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Overflow of blessings. Outpouring of what? Blessings. God is ready to do it. Amen. Let's go through another scripture. That will help us. And that is going to be the book of, let's go through Exodus, just to remind you, amen, to the Old Testament. I love that. Let's go through Old Testament. But before that, let's go. No problem. It will be good. Okay. Praise God. Amen. All right. Let's go to Ezekiel, please. Ezekiel. Ezekiel 34. 26 to 27. We didn't read all scriptures, but I just wanted to read this quote and references that was supposed to be there on Friday. Then after that, we get back to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 9, 12, and 13. All right, let's go to Ezekiel first. Ezekiel, we give us 34. All right, thank you. Can we read together? And I will make them, and the places round about my heel, a blessing. I will cause the shower to come down in this season. And thou shalt be what? Showers of blessing. And what? And the tree. All right, 1 to 27, 1 to. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. And they shall be saved in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord, whom I have broken the bounds of their yoke, and deliver them out of the hands of those who saved themselves of them. Now let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, and that will stop for a while. Amen. Dethrone your enemy, chapter 8, from verse 9. You must dethrone your enemy in Jesus' name. I say you must dethrone your enemy in Jesus' name. So be with me. No, put it the other way. It will be better for me. Thank you so much so that I can also read. 1, 2, let's go.
A land wherein thou shalt eat bread.
Without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose iron and out of his hills thou must digget brass. Go ahead. Verse 10. When thou hast eaten and art full. So God wants you to eat and be full. You must eat and be full. Oh. It's not my problem, please. It's not my fault. Am I communicating? God say, I must eat and be full. All right, want to go ahead, please. Then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he had given thee. You will bless him. When you are full, what are you supposed to do? When you are full, what is supposed to bless him? All the time, bless him. All the time, praise him. All the time, worship him. Yes, verse 11. Beware. Thank you. Forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandment and his judgment and his statutes, which he command thee this day. All he needs, you must beware of it. Go to verse 12. Verse 12. Also nice one. 1, 2. Lest west thou hast eaten and are full. I love this too. And has built what? Goodly houses and dwell therein. So God doesn't want you to live in a carcass or tart houses. Good houses. Goodly houses. I love the qualification. Goodly houses. And dwelled therein. Go ahead, verse 13. And when what? Thy heads and thy flocks, including the rat in your house, it can multiply. Don't worry. That's why I say, believer, don't allow any of cockroach to come to your house because they will multiply. Everything around you must multiply. Am I communicating? Why are you laughing, guys? Everybody's laughing. You don't know what you carry. Everything around you multiplies. I was telling a young man there is no one associated with me that will never multiply. And that's a reality. There's no one associated with that will never multiply. Am I communicating? Whether you say amen or not, I can tell you histories. Praise the Lord. You also will multiply. Are you already multiplying? Come on, shout a louder amen. There are people that I know that are witnesses of what I'm saying. Am I communicating? There are people who are what? Witnesses of what I'm talking about. I know a young man that almost 2 years he has no job. By the time he started the job, if I tell you the salary they were paying him, it was below 1,000. Yeah, it was below 1,000. And in the space of a few years now, the guy is taking already 5,000. Whether you clap or not clap, that's your business. He has lost hope of going home. He has lost hope of sponsorship. Am I communicating? Even to eat, it was difficult. But today, not only that, he's been paid well. Amen. Not being paid well. Now he has his family. Not being only paid well. Not only his family. I don't want to talk. Not is there. There's so much to be talking about. My friend, even what you have, please, amen. So be careful of what you bring into your house. Bring cat in your house, the cat will multiply. Shout aloud. Shout aloud. That's the reality. That's what you carry. Do you know a man called Abraham has his housemaid, his house, amen. His servants were about 375, I think so. 300 and what? His servants, so my friend, look at me. His servants were how many? 375. And they could go to a war to face three countries put together. What did you even have? Abraham's blessings are mine. And then you'll be jumping with a small car or with one small jeep. Shout a ladder. Abraham's blessings are mine. Amen. Am I speaking to someone in the house? And we cannot even hear you again. When you God bless you to once alone, if you see me just bye-bye, you won't want to pick me up. Some people are like that. Am I communicating? They will even do, is that person? Oh, just look at your rear mirror and oh, sorry, I have passed. My friend, Father Abraham had 375 servants who were eating on his table. And they could even, to the fight that were dedicated to the point that he took them to the war, they won the battle, they came back, he even dashed all the product, they spoiled the heart. They gave it back to these people, the city of Sodom, and you know what I'm talking about, Gomorrah and other cities. And you are here talking. Praise God. Praise God. You buy one chicken or three chicken, you are making noise that you are eating good food. Class, stop it. That's the lowest food in the world, chicken. Shout it louder. Whether you like it or not, I'm telling you the truth. I better provoke you. Sorry. I don't know why you came to church today. Praise the Lord, somebody. Am I speaking to someone? No, we need to be very careful. You just go there to one shop in Villaggio to carry one nice, I don't know how you call it, one brand. When you come to church, your hands are up as if we can notice you. Come on, stop that, my friend. Shout a louder amen. What is he talking about? My friend, respect yourself. Can I hear louder? Amen. No, what I'm trying to say, gentlemen, we should understand where we are going as a child of God. There's too much for you. There's still much for you. I didn't hear. I said there's still much for you. You have not even explored half, one quarter of what God has packaged for you. I'm telling you. You have not. Yeah. Yeah. May God help us. I said, may God help us. When Papa Oyedepo was just built the ark, this ark, the 100,000 capacity, a man came to him, in fact, before him, to give him 1 billion naira. So multiply that money, class. One person came and gave him 1 billion. And that is nothing. The day Papa Oyedepo rose up to give some money, he wanted some billions. Inside the church, there were more than 20 people gave away 1 billion. And you are here, receiving 10,000 riyals. We can't even see you in church anymore. Amen. I'm telling you, we can't even see you here in the church anymore. 10,000 riyals. Eh? You don't know that God wants to bless you beyond 10,000 riyals. Just come to church, don't worry, and test him and see if he will not reward you more than 100%. Come on, can I hear louder? Amen. Amen. Some of us are so comfortable today. I know some people who had no car in this church. No car. You know what I'm saying? No car. They were trekking. They were doing anything. Now, God bless them. To even come service is difficult now. They have car. They can't even come to church. When they had no car, oh, praise God, we were the one taking them inside our car. Shout a louder, amen. Amen. Thank God for Dickie. Even if you have your car, you are still coming to church. Praise the Lord. Whether you like clap or don't clap. When Deacon came here, Deacon and Collins used to sit in one corner. And when I'm driving, I will come and pick them. Right or not, they will trek. At the bridge, I will pick them. He and Collins. And correct or not, I will stop there and pick them. Bring them to church. That's what I was doing that time. But I'm glad today. The wife is here. He's also having a car. By the grace of God. And more blessings will come over your life in the name of Jesus. I'm just giving you. But he's committed to matter how it is. Yes, thank you. He was not even a member of this church. I was just dropping. God bless you. Hi, thank you for reminding me. I was just dropping there because I saw them. And I said, no, these guys want to go to church, right? And I stopped by the way he picked them. Some of you don't understand. There are people I see today in Doha like this, and I will be looking at them. These are guys that I will pick to church. From church, I will drop them. Wherever they want to go, I will drop them. Today, when they see me, even to greet me. What? Honestly, you guys don't understand what I experience here. It's only God. But that's who I am. And the Lord will keep blessing me. Amen. I'm telling the Lord will keep blessing me. Amen. I'm saying what I'm telling to some of you here. Because I see that you will be so blessed. Amen. Your amen is not. Amen. You will be so blessed. Ask pastor, there was a young man living in this church. He stayed here for some years and he was about to go to Kenya. He came and showed us a complete notebook, right or not? A complete notebook. He said, sir, when I entered this church, everything I wrote in this notebook, God answered me all. Amen. Shout a louder amen. Amen. So many of them, I can testify of so many of you. So many of you. So many. So many. I was showing one young man when he was given a gift in 2012. Praise the Lord. I was showing him his picture. I said, Daddy, you still remember? I said, why not? I have to remind you who you were in 2012. Praise shout a louder. Amen. God will do more for you. And I'm happy. Honestly, I'm one of the happiest persons where God is taking you guys to. I will be the happiest pastor on the face of the earth. I want to see my children grow beyond their level. Am I speaking to someone in the house? To a point that we are talking of rent. You shouldn't be struggling now. Shouldn't be struggling. Daddy, you have suffered enough. You have labored enough. Leave this rent to us. Shout a louder amen. Amen. Am I communicating to somebody? Program is coming. Daddy, don't worry about this program. We'll take care of this program. Amen. See, my friend, you guys don't understand the person who is coming. If you know the person that we are about to bring to this church, I am telling you, even if they don't tell you, sow your seed for this program. Me and my family will sow our seed. I want to tap into that blessing that he has. He cannot come to Doha and leave here empty. He must drop everything. By the time he comes to Nigeria, he can refresh. To have them is not an easy task. I'm telling you what I'm saying to every one of you, in case you do not know. And when we are talking, Ben is coming, some of you are just looking like he's a nomad or something. No way. Prophets don't pass time without you blessing their life. Tell me how many prophets that pass through the time and people will not bless their life. And those who bless them, you know what? The woman knew and said, Kai, no, this man is a man of God. It can't be passing like this. Let's build in a place of prayer. Let's give him a room where he will lodge. But you know what that woman lacked, right? God visited her. Did God visit her or not? Come on, Lord, did God visit that woman or not? Yes! The blessing she needed was a child. Don't allow a prophet to pass you by and take it too normal. The problem with us, we take ourselves too easy. Too easy. Everything easy. Amen. Amen. The time will come, you start looking for me, you not see me. You will beg for me and book me flights to come. You see, nobody's shouting an amen again. Praise the Lord. You're laughing? Ask mommy. When we were in the church back in Nigeria, I used to tell them, a time will come, you guys will be looking for me, you'll not see me. You'll be crying looking for how to book flights so that I can come. So it will soon happen to all of you. Because I'm too close to you. Pastor is here carrying his child. See how he's carrying his son there. So we are all together. No, guys, differentiate. God, there are grace that people carry. Ask my young man here. I think I want to go there. A great man from Nigeria just came. What's his name? Help me, guys. Odukoya. Dr. Odukoya came to Nigeria, going to there. We announced it, actually, the first Friday that he's coming. How many of you came? Thank you. I know you were there. God bless you. I was there. See, there are graces that come to time. Don't leave it like that. We are not here for competition. We are here to compliment. And it's better for you to tap into those such blessings. None of them come here. Even there are people that I was not even invited. But for the fact that I hear that they are here, I will just go. Carry the heart of your pastor. Don't carry the heart of those ones who think that Doha and their congregation is all they know in this world. My friend, stop it. What is your strength that you make noise here? When you are taking care of 200 or 200 people, you are picking as if you are the whole world belongs to you. Friend, stop it. You guys are happy with me today or not? Please forgive me. Forgive me, all right? Let's get there. Come on, let's get there. Let's get there. You are blessed tonight. I'm warning some of you that when you are blessed, don't show all this. Be humble. What I said? Be humble. Go ahead. Thank you, Deacon. All right, verse 13 now, right? Want to make it bright, big for me. I don't know why you want to make it so that I cannot read it. No, it will not work. I must read it. Big. Thank you. 1, 2, let's go. Thy heads and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is even your gold multiply. And all thou hast, all thou hast, louder, all thou hast, shout a louder, amen. What a louder, amen, all thou hast. One time somebody came to my house, one of the daughters. That's how we stopped them from cleaning our house anymore, except the kind of man that is allowed to clean my house. Praise God. Yes, one of our daughters came to clean my house. When she left after my house, she was telling everybody, if you see daddy's shoes, she was just announcing my shoe. Praise the Lord. Just talk about the shoes that I have. But if you tell her that when I had no shoe and I was wearing only one sandal and with my tall trousers, she wouldn't know. Thank you. So I want to punish the devil who thought he can punish me with only no shoe. Come on, can I put your hands together for the Lord Jesus? Am I communicating to somebody in the house? That's why some people, I don't allow them to come inside again to clean my house. Bye-bye. If it is your coming, is to make announcement. Please, I don't need you. Shout a louder amen. But he cleans my house. He's a married man with children. He comes to that house, clean the house. How many of you come to take that blessing? How many of you even turn the time to say, Daddy, what are your clothes? Let me press it for you. How many of you? But if it's your boss, send you anything, you will do it. But your spiritual boss, your spiritual leader, keep blessing your life every day. You never come one day that let's clean this compound. Let's clean this home. The woman started it. After a while, they went on oblivion. Sabbatical leave, God bless you. Now you have to organize yourself. Say the compound needs to be clean. The area needs to be clean. How many? Nothing. Nobody comes around. If my brothers are not staying with me, one or two, I say, who washes my car would have been in there. Oh, daddy can wash it anywhere he likes. Who does like that? When I was in Nigeria, I asked my wife, even though our church was not very few. My car, every morning somebody comes to wash it. They come to press my cloth. When we were nobody, you know what I'm talking about? Because Nigeria knows how to reference their pastor. But how many of you are full of yourself? And some of you are tied to, if you go to do clean, you clean well. Because they are paying you 100 riyals or 150 per hour. But you don't know what God pays you when you come to my house. Today, you are not escaping me. God bless you. Shout aloud. No, truly, we need to reference ministers. We're not asking for money, but things that you can even do, which we can, you know what I mean by, we can see. We can see. Because if you don't do to me, how will you do to pastor? And pastor will be raising others also. Others will become pastors very soon in this church. Amen. They are walking their way already. But if you don't show them, how will it happen? Amen. That is why deacons will have birthday. We don't even really know. Let me finish what I came here for. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, get the deacon. God bless you. Deacon, show it for me. Let me get there. Hallelujah. We are in verse 14 now, right? 14? Okay, 1, 2, let's go. Then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. You will not forget the Lord your God. Amen. You will not forget the Lord your God. Amen. Pride will not allow you to do it in Jesus' name. All right, go ahead, verse 15. Who led thee through the... This is too important. 1, 2, let's go. Who led thee through what? The great and terrible wilderness. We are fiery serpents and scorpions and drought. Where there was no water. Who brought thee what? Who brought thee forth? Water out of the rock of a flint. God will bring you water out of the rock of a flint. Out of the rock of flint. No matter the circumstances, God will cause the rock to bring you water in the name of Jesus. For your sake, he said, I caused the rock to bring you water. Have you ever heard in the history of men that rock has brought water? But for the church and for the children of Israel, he did it. Why God cannot do it in this land? Can I hear a better amen? Amen. I say, why God cannot do it for you in this land? Am I speaking to somebody? He has not failed. His power has not failed. Jesus has not failed. Am I communicating to somebody? He has never failed his assignment in this world. And that is what we should understand. In his name, every knee must bow. At the mention name of Jesus, we know that circumstances must give way. His power and his efficacy has not failed. His plan towards you has not failed. Like I told some of you that you are the most wanted man because God loves you. If not for the love of God, you wouldn't be here tonight. Am I speaking to someone in the heart? That is enough. Do not allow the devil to tell you lies that you are not the beloved of God. You are the beloved of God. I say you are the beloved of God. Am I speaking to myself? I say you are the beloved of God. I say you are the beloved of God. The most loved person on the earth, it is me. The most loved person is in the world, it is me. It is you. Am I speaking to someone in the house? Gentlemen, I'm telling you the truth. You are too important to be deleted. Yeah. I say you are too important to be deleted. Amen. I say it again. Write it down. Say you are too what? Important to be deleted by any man on the face of the earth. Amen. He cares for you. This man said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. What is your problem? What is your praise? I will never leave you what? Nor forsake you. Let circumstances come again. Let the flood come again. But I want to believe, Lord God, that flood must cease and it must stop in the mighty name of Jesus. You are too important. Who will delete you? Let me ask you a question. Who will delete me? Tell them, say, who will delete me? Nobody can delete me now. Yeah. We trash what is not important. Am I correct? Come and help me out. Please. You all guys, you know soft copy, you know soft things. No, now, what do you delete? Tell me normally, what do you delete? What is what? What do you trash? Thank you. Help me now. We are coming home together. What do you trash? Waste. My friend, you are not a waste to be trashed. I say it again. You are not a waste to be trashed. You are not. You are not. I am not a waste to be trashed. I'm telling you the truth. I don't care. I may not be the tall tree. I may not be the big tree in the forest. But I may be the mushroom that anybody can take care of. Am I speaking to someone in the house? Mushroom is important, right? Come on, am I correct, anybody? All right. Every size of every fruit is different. But the fruits are very important. So my size is important. I say my size is important. Am I speaking to someone tonight? Your size is what? It's important. Now, if I can bring it back to you, your level which you are in is important to you. It may not be important to anybody, but I'm telling you, it's important for you. Am I communicating? Because the Bible says the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. Am I speaking to someone? God will order your step into greatness. I say into greatness, into honor, into glory, into power, into multiplication and into increase. Can I hear a better amen? I don't know who is that person. There is a position that will be open for you very soon. Amen. And they'll be looking for someone to feel it is you. Amen. Receive it in Jesus' name. Because of time, we've come to go far. Because of time, I couldn't say a lot. There are things I would have pushed into your head. Praise God. Push more to you because you need more. You need more. Genesis 12, verse 2. The other part, you can go home and read it. Genesis 12, 12 verse 2. Let's see this. You know it? Well, these are just normal scriptures that I've given you before. And I'll briefly diagnose some things and we go. Shout a louder amen. Genesis, quickly. Genesis. Right, start from verse 1 to 2. I know you know the scripture, but Bible student, please give us God. Just say 1 minute, Lord, give me understanding. Just say 1 minute, give me understanding, Lord. Just 1 minute, just talk to God, give me understanding. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. All right, let's start from verse 1. 1, 2. I said unto Abraham, get thee out of their country and from their kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Now, 1, 2. And I will make thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Now, if you put the two together, we all know where Abraham was, right? But God took him out of his father's house. Am I communicating? Now, if you look at our type, we are the type of Abraham. We are sinners. Amen. We were what? Sinners. We were wallowing in our sins. Some of us were so wicked. Am I communicating to someone? Truly. Some of us were into iniquities and trespasses. But God chose us out of that family and said, come out. Amen. He says what? Come out and be separated out of there. From your home, from your family, God brought you and separated you. And God said, I have a package for you. Shout aloud that amen. And what? I have what? A package for you. And that package is in verse 2. I will make what? Make thee what? A great nation. A great what? So you are supposed to be a great nation. I say you are supposed to be a great nation. And what happened? And make thy name, not just your great nation, even your name shall be great. People will hear of your name. And equally they will testify. The Lord's hand is upon you. Am I communicating to somebody? And make the name more great, and thou shalt be what? A blessing. And what happened again? And I will bless them that bless thee. And what will happen? I curse him that curse thee. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And you are Abraham's seed, am I correct? God said, I will bless them that bless you. And I will curse them that curse you. So the word is curse. C-U-R-S-E. So God is saying, anyone. I don't know. Anyone means anyone. I don't want to talk again. Anyone means what? Any authority. Anyone that temper with you, God will temporize with him. If there's any English. If there's any English called temporize. Amen. Anyone that what? Temper with you, God what? Will temporize with him. That is my own word. I don't know if there is any English. Go and check. I think it's in the dictionary. Pedro, come back. That is the spiritual temporizing. And there is any word called temporize. Come back and so tell me. Praise the Lord. What I said, if anyone tempers with you, what will do? God will temporize with you. Thank you. That's all. One way, God bless you. God will temporize with the person. So nobody can play on your head, my friend. Even that's your job, they can't touch you. Amen. He didn't hear you. I said they can't touch you. Amen. If you touch me, God will touchalize you. Amen. God will torture you. Amen. If you touch me, God will what? God will torturize you. He will torturize you. Torture. So who will suffer past? Touch and touch your eyes. Who's better? Thank you. If you touch me, God will what? Will touch your eyes. You guys are looking at me. That's, I don't know why the Holy Ghost is giving such powerful English tonight. Thank you. I've never heard it before, but the Holy Ghost is saying something like that. Thank you. God bless. It's a new level. Am I communicating to somebody? And that is a reality. Amen. We are taking over. Yes, sir. I was singing that chorus like I meant it. I know I'm taking over. Amen. Singing and driving and taking over. Amen. Shout a louder amen. Amen. That's your own case. Me, I know what the battles I'm facing, so I'm telling myself I'm taking over. Am I communicating to someone in the house? Rise up tonight as we begin to pray together. It's already a time. Just begin to talk to God. I just come to bless your soul today. That's what the Lord is leading me to bless you. Thank you. Begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God. That these blessings will not pass you by. That's what I want you to pray. So that these blessings that we have read through the scripture, quote and references I gave you, that will not pass you by. Those blessings that God has packaged you, it will not pass you by. The Lord will reward you. The Lord will open great doors for you. By the hands of the Lord, the world makes way for you now. Kapanisia tadaba. Critical issues. Heavens intervene. And let dinner among you see children. Here they are trusting you. Father, break forth. Break forth. Break forth into their case. Those desiring job, break forth. Those trusting God for one thing. Change of IT. Change of sponsorship. Whatever the level it is, oh God, trusting God for a home, that God, before this December, we shall be here of engagements by the mighty hands of God, in the name of Jesus. Those who are trusting God money to solve one problem or the other, I prophesy, money shall come to their head in the name of Jesus. Those who are waiting on the Lord for another job, may God open doors in the precious name of Jesus. Those who are trusting God for visa, may the doors be opened. Those who are trusting God for favor of their homes and their family, may that be God. May God make provision in the name of Jesus. Those trusting God for strength, may God grant them strength. Those trusting God for healing, may God complete the healing into their body. Those trusting God for their children, may God open the door. Meka iba lagada, leka barosi tete, matinen grasudaba, leka papraketo, ikrasudebe, ali grasutaba, leka damandata, rekete, ikaprakatata, zeketebra, undegrakata. As you hear me tonight, I prophesy to you, God's glory shall rest upon you. He will take you to high places. God will take you to high places. God will take me to high places. God will take you to high places. God will take you to high places. He will give you water out of the rock. It's sufficiency. My God, love is sufficient for that. Be their sufficiency tonight. This daughters of yours, this children of yours, they trust you, O God. Make a barosa. They will not be disgraced. They will not be disgraced. They will not be disgraced. I prophesy to you, you will never suffer disgrace. I hear it better. Can I hear louder? Amen. I say you never suffer disgrace. You will never suffer shame in the name of Jesus. By the hand of the Lord, may God pick you up. Whatever it is, may God pick you up. From today, you will not be trashed. I say from today, you will not be trashed. No force will delete you. By the hand of God, no human being will delete you. The blessings of God shall overshadow you. It shall overtake you. From this moment, in the name of Jesus, as you step out today, good news shall follow you. I say good news shall follow you. I say good news shall follow you. From the south to the west to the east to the north. Release in the name of Jesus. Lizabarosi katan. Lord, cast away the burden in the lives of your people. From this moment, O God, they shall go forth rejoicing. Because God is about to do great works in their life. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Yeah.